legend becomes fact, print the legend.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option.
We don't need no thought control.
What's a conspiracy notion out there? How much influence do you have? Was it you and your fellow neoconservatives that created the momentum towards overthrowing Saddam Hussein?
Nobody does a thing in this town without our approval.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets.
Welcome back to Cloak and Dagger. I'm your host, Lenny Bloom, along with my co-host, Sherman H. Skolnick, the great Judge Buster from Chicago. You know, ask yourself, when history repeats itself, do you notice? Well, we do all the time. We are the Cloak and Dagger show. Talk radio for spies. Remember, you became a spy when the media betrayed the truth. The Cloak's job, therefore, is that we get behind the scenes and reveal the secret history that the shadow government hopes you don't learn. And we bypass those whose interests dictate that these secrets should be denied. Remember, you became a spy when the media betrayed the truth. And we never lose sight of the many verifiable reasons for having a highly skeptical approach to reported current events or orthodox history. That's because history is written by the winners. And in order to find out what's going on, you have to hear what the losers have to say. And then when you put the two together in between there, you may be able to see some truth. Remember our Condon's Law. If you don't know the whole truth, then your worst fears are bound to be close. Tonight, once again, we're going into radioactive mode, shop talk from plot headquarters, from the men behind the scenery of the global theater. So I'll be joined by some top-flight amateur sleuths, namely, the top crime buster of all time, Sherman H. Skolnick of Chicago. Sherman, it's an honor to have you here to explain what's going on behind the news. Welcome to Cloak and Dagger.
My honor. Seems to me you're also my press agent. You lavish great praise upon me, and thank you.
Theme us in now. There's so much going on, faster and faster. We've been following this, you and I, for decades, Sherman, and it's really speeding up unbelievably now.
July 18th was an eventful day, mentioned only briefly in an Associated Press bulletin, which has since disappeared. You know, you can do that electronically nowadays. There were four people, British citizens, who were here in Chicago and were determined to bomb the Chicago subway at a point where it was near to be under the federal courthouse, where the federal grand jury in the Valerie Plame CIA leak case was considering indictments against George W. Bush, Tony Blair, Karl Rove, and others for leaking information of a deep cover agent named Valerie Plame and so on. And it's a very interesting situation. One of the protocols of the State Department and the media in America is that they are never, never, never to mention if there is violence, dirty business going on between opposing secret political police. So there's been violence over the years between the French secret police and the British secret police on American soil, and you will not find a single word in the American press. And something like that happened July 18th, a Monday.
Yes, it was not an event that was worthy of being reported because it was just too much about what was going on backstage behind the scenery in the Global Theater. And what's been going on is they're unleashing all sorts of violence on the people. On Her Majesty is unleashing violence on her subjects, Sherman. Oh, my goodness, why?
To divert attention from the fact that the special federal grand jury has either already voted indictments or is about to vote federal criminal indictments against Tony Blair.
Yep.
And the federal authorities are going to have to figure out a way to extradite him here.
And this is a long...
George W. Yep. Bush and Karl Rove and others.
Really what's happening is the Her Majesty and the Crown, Sherman, the British Crown, is going to all lengths to obstruct justice.
Well, yeah, but we got to remind ourselves, Lenny, that the British monarchy is actually German. Queen Elizabeth II.
They're the founders of the Waffen-SS.
Right. Now, then on Thursday of this week, there were apparent British citizens that were in the process, but something didn't go right, to bomb the London subway yet another time. And the press released stories. I don't know if you can believe the press anymore, but the stories were that these were homemade bombs to be used for the second bombing of the London subway, and that the explosives themselves did not blow up, but that the homemade bombs, the detonators, blew up, sort of like a smoke bomb. Despite that, they blew out the windows of a double-decker bus, but there were no casualties. There's something wrong with the whole story. Anything that's powerful enough to blow out the windows of a bus must have killed somebody.
Sherman, I think it was done by a man in a cave in Afghanistan on his cell phone, quite frankly.
Right.
Right?
Today, they claim that they, through their closed-circuit cameras, identify a person, a would-be bomber from yesterday, who was a Oriental, that they traced him to his house, that they secretly surveilled him as he went back to the subway today, and he came into the entrance to the subway, which is it's quite warm in London. He was wearing a heavy coat, which is out of place. And from that, they suspected that under this coat was a suicide bomber's belt of explosives to blow up the subway and himself. And they stopped him to grill him, and he ran away from them, jumped over the barrier, and was running with this escalator to go down purportedly to bomb the subway, and that at that point they shot him dead. Whether he was a patsy or what he was...
Well, this is just to get more attention distracted, and...
yeah, in other words, there's people... The press also says that there is all kind of wild rumors circulating in London. They don't say what the content of those are, but we believe that some of those rumors are valid in that
Sherman,
these British citizens that are supposed to be Muslim or even Oriental extremists are actually...
Sherman, why aren't the Arab...
They're actually working for the monarchy.
Well, why... Listen, let me ask you this. If you were sitting back in an Arab country watching 9/11 and what was going on with Bush and knowing that there were no Muslims on the plane, at what point are you going to start to issue press releases saying, just because some Muslims get hired by the Bush mercenary corporation, it doesn't mean that it's the governments of the Middle East that are behind this.
Well, but notice what
these are mercenaries. They were mercenaries hired on 9/11. Now they've got more mercenaries, all to try and get the public's attention and try and blame Arab countries.
Yeah,
Muslims.
But notice this.
Where are the Arab countries? Why aren't they saying something? Are they being threatened by George Bush to keep their mouth shut?
You and I are dot connectors, and some of our guests are dot connectors as well. And I will connect up some dots that maybe on the surface don't look like they're connectable. But during this week, Condi Rice, the Secretary of State, and a reporter went with her, and staff members from the State Department went to the highest official in Saudi to apologize for the Bush White House releasing information criticizing Saudi for supposedly financing the 9/11 tragedy, which was a diversion to some. And here is what happened according to published accounts. Staff members of Condi Rice in the State Department that were with her were pushed against the wall and brutalized, and a very important reporter was with her, Andrea Mitchell, who is the senior foreign affairs correspondent for General Electric and their network NBC, and of course she's the wife of Alan Greenspan.
She's Mrs. Interest Rate.
Yeah, and according to some reports, they brutalized her. They pushed her against the wall, and in so many words, said what most Americans would repeat as, "Listen, bitch, sit down and shut up." Now that is... That's an oddity to push around a top reporter traveling with Condoleezza Rice, a reporter whose other capacity is as the wife of America's secret central bank.
But where are those press releases? When are they going to come? When are they going to start to stand up?
You mean emphasizing Andrea Mitchell's role with Alan Greenspan, the head of the Federal Reserve?
No, emphasizing the fact that the Muslims... why give an apology? Why apologize? Why go along with this? Why are the imams going along with
well,
it? Are they being blackmailed to shut up?
Evidently, Condi Rice...
Why don't they tell the truth?
...was there to supposedly apologize... in that the Bush White House, to distract attention, was releasing statements that the Saudis were supplying or financing the insurgents that were creating violence and havoc against American troops and Iraqi residents in Iraq.
Could the answer be, because as Eric Phelps says, that part of the world that they're dealing with there is all run out of the city of Rome?
Yeah, exactly. And of course, the
isn't the fact that they don't issue press releases proof that they're run by Rome?
You and I, as dot connectors, would certainly add on here something that the mass media never gets around to, and that is that the papacy is planning to throw away both the Palestinians and the Israelis, smash them together and be rid of both of them, so that the papacy can have Jerusalem as their new capital. Another Christian crusade, the other Christian crusades from hundreds of years ago having been defeated and unsuccessful, and that this crusade would be successful.
Yeah, and this is
all these things.
And Sherman, this is a Catholic crusade against the Christians and the Muslims.
Right.
I want to say it again. I mean it in the firms. It's a Catholic crusade, popery, against the Christians and the Muslims.
Now,
in order to grab control of the Temple Mount and the Holy Land.
Now, Valerie Plame's CIA front group, set up, I believe, in Boston, was Brewster Jennings, a CIA proprietor, just a front. And connected with that were apparently part of the team of 70 or more CIA operatives, which included a number of very prominent biochemists, which may have included Dr. Kelly, who was purportedly with MI6, who was murdered by MI6. And Lenny, we as dot connectors would have to go back and check. Since Valerie Plame's husband criticized Bush about the yellow cake, no such thing came from Niger for Saddam, that how many biochemists were killed from on or about July 03 to date, which were part of Valerie Plame's team? That's the point. And that is probably the big secret that the federal grand jury in Chicago is going into. And that was the reason that some British citizens, supposed extremists, Muslim extremists, were Monday in Chicago to bomb the subway underneath the which was underneath the federal courthouse where the grand jury was meeting. I mean, these things are happening so rapidly that even us dot connectors are having a hard time keeping up with it. And all this violence or attempted violence in London, I go on the theory that eventually we'll be able to prove that the British Queen, who is actually from German German monarchy, is causing these things to happen to divert attention from these other high-level situations.
And, of course, that was documented, the connection between the English monarch and the Kennedy assassination and World War II, the Bushes, Brown-Harriman Bank, the Waffen-SS, the Queen Mother. It's all connected so strongly. It's so very much there. And May Brussel did a wonderful job. Brussel, Nazi connections to the JFK assassination.
The other thing that bothers me, which we're going to do a program on one of these days, is the new appointee to the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court, John G. Roberts, Jr., we've talked about it in previous programs. When he was on the D.C. Court of Appeals, the most important court right below the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington, that he did certain, made certain decisions and so on, opening the door for Bush, George W. Bush, to be the American dictator. Further than that, he at one time was Rehnquist's law clerk, and Rehnquist has been pursued by media people, and he finally told them that there's no use for them to pursue him anymore, and he finally blurted out, "I do not intend to resign." So, you see what, and of course, Rehnquist and his gang were the ones that, because they were bribed and corrupted, five judges on the High Court in Washington, they installed a fictitious president.
Yeah, and the Vanity Fair wrote it up November, December, and there's so much distraction that it didn't mean a thing.
Well, what's happening is the Chinese torture treatment. The American and British media are dropping so many tragic details.
Goebbels television.
On the heads of the American and British citizens that it's like they don't react. It's like a torture treatment. Every day, the subway's bombed. or today it was about to be bombed and we prevented it. It may be bombed tomorrow. Hey, after a while, people get so used to it, they says, well, bombed or not, I've got to get to work tomorrow, I'm getting on the subway.
Either way, the Queen's committing suicide with her own people. And if the monarch commits suicide, then the nations commit suicide, and I think they're going to take Britain and America down the tube with it, Sherman. The empire dissolves down the drain.
In a brief time, we've covered the dots as best we can. From a cynical standpoint, our critics claim that you and I, Lenny, are actually in the headache pill business, and they're rather blunt. They say that 70 years ago, the company that we now promote their headache pills by doing these shows to sell, give people a headache, that originally a director of the company we now represent, supposedly Bayer Aspirin, that a director of that company was Adolf Hitler. If that isn't enough to give you a headache.
So, Sherman, where are they going to move the Dome of the Rock? Are they going to pick it up and move it, or are they going to build beside it? Is there a real estate agent been hired by the Pope? An architect? Who's the architect? Who's the real estate agent?
Some architect will fault me, but...
Are we going to have an architect's death list?
They will build a new building on top of the Dome of the Rock, which will cover it up, and it'll be the new Vatican in Jerusalem.
What if they build diagonally across the Temple Mount over by the kitty corner where the Dome of the Tablets was? Do you think if they built there, they'd get an okay from the imams? There's lots of space there on top of the mount for two temples.
I know.
I don't see anything written about that. I'm the only one on the planet talking about it. The two temples. The Dome of the Tablets, folks. Keep an eye.
Lenny, we got to form a college that teaches one how to be an efficient dot connector. So far as I know, none of the colleges or universities, even for expenses of $40,000 a year per student, teaches you, what's with the aristocracy and how to be a dot connector. So we have become dot connectors purely by instinct and experience. There's no place that teaches about these things. And we've done our best to connect our dots. Lenny, maybe you'll close with a little song, London Bridge is Going Down. You've got a certain twang to your voice that most other singers don't have. So let's hear your
song. No, we used to have Spying Days Are Here Again. Remember? And then we had Illuminati. They put a thing made of tinfoil on top of my door. What is it for? Remember that song, Sherman?
The other time you sang that little song was when you and I... apparently stopped the possible sabotaging of Golden Gate Bridge.
Golden Gate is falling down, falling down, falling down. The Golden Gate is falling down. Skolnick and Bloom saved it.
And at the time, we accused the one that wanted to sabotage it.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenazi.
Yeah.
Who released on April 28th, in the middle of the night, which we at Cloak and Dagger found, smothered a story, released it, but smothered it so it would be there in hiding in the weeds after the fact, but it wasn't meant to be discovered at the moment. So it was to go by unnoticed and hide in the weeds for later recognition. And what it was it said that they were no longer going to pay for the commandos to guard the bridge.
I know.
And as of May 1, they said that there'd be no commandos there. And, of course, on the 28th, we saw that and we realized, hey, they're going to blow up the bridge. We went ahead and let the word go forth that they're going to try and blow up the bridge on May 1. And we got word afterwards that that announcement call that you put out, you wrote it, Sherman, and it was
you
on Rinse.
I think, Lenny?
What?
Some of our critics will claim that your little singing on this program today is a cynical audition for Sarcastic Music Company.
Yes.
Your voice is certainly different than others. I wouldn't say that that Lenny Bloom is an opera singer, but okay.
Yeah, no opera.
No surprise, Lenny.
But Sherman, remember where Schwarzenegger did turn up on May 1 that let us realize we had saved the bridge? Remember where he was? We didn't know on the 28th when we wrote the article warning people of the May Day blow-up. Remember where he turned out to be on May Day, folks? He was in Israel.
Yeah.
That shows you how they think, because if it had gone off and that had taken forth and the terrorists had blown the bridge, in order to cover himself from his Nazi past,
he made sure
he was wearing the clothing of Israel. I mean, it was just so diabolical setup.
In conclusion, Lenny, I think we've sold a large quantity of headache pills today. Are we ready for the conclusion?
Yes, Sherman.
My conclusion is always the same. To hell with the Queen of England and the Jesuits!
Read it yourself instead of asking the shadow religions why, because that will cause the propaganda to die. Good night, Sherman.
Good night, everybody.